News 11:30 time, 11:49. Well, the HST has been scrapped, with 55% of the BC voters turning it down. More than 1.6 million people sent their HST referendum ballots to Election BC during an almost eight-week voting period. Joined live now by John Winter, president of the BC Chamber of Commerce. And John, of course, to business, this is bad news, correct?
Well, certainly, Brian, the people have spoken, and they've rejected the policy. Certainly a tax change that business and the chamber particularly strongly endorsed. So it's a sad day for us.
What kind of impact on businesses does this have?
Well, it's going to have a profound impact on the province in particular, the economy, businesses as part of that economy, and the people that work for those businesses, all of whom were going to be major beneficiaries of harmonization as it was laid out. We're really looking at significant uncertainty in the transition period. We're looking at a period of maybe 18 to 24 months before we're actually back to where we were in July of 2009 when this was first announced. And it's going to be a difficult period, economically speaking, confidence-wise, and timing perhaps particularly bad when you consider that we're sort of on the precipice of some kind of possible global recession. So it's not going to help British Columbia one bit.
Thank you very much for taking some time to give us your opinion on what happened today.
Thank you, Brian.